You asked for it, you got it.
It's an Acquired Taste bonus episode!
Where the hell am I? What the hell is going on?
Welcome, Sister Danielle.
What is this? Am I dreaming?
Yeah, we clubbed you, and then you came to in the studio.
I'm like, Sisterhood of the Traveling What? Hello?
We've been wanting to do this for a while, and this is a perfect time to do it because, Danielle, you love Halloween and all things autumn, and we are doing a bonus episode of Scary Stories to Tell in your podcast, so
Yay!
We wanted you on!
I'm so excited! Yay!
Is this Sisterhood of the Scary Stories?
Yes.
Pants?
Yes, of pants.
Yeah, because unfortunately, last podcast did so damn well that we have to do it again. And I say unfortunately because I've had diarrhea from fear for the past week.
So for those of you who are just tuning in to this, maybe this is your first time listening, we are an Acquired Taste podcast. Our day jobs are at the Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. I'm Bethany. I'm one of the co-hosts. Web girl Kathleen is with us. Sam is with us. And my fellow co-host Danielle Monero is with us.
Hello.
Yeah, girl.
Can I just stay in the background and go,
So, Sam, you went through and you got more scary stories.
Yeah, we got a ton of emails, and all of these stories, all of them this time, are completely real.
Yay! Wait, did you have some fake ones last time?
Yeah, that's what we were expecting, or Sam was expecting, and then we got some real ones. So these are all real.
Okay,
so
cool.
Awesome. So, Danielle, do you want to do us the honors, and maybe you have a scary story to share with our listeners before we go to our emails?
Now, do you have to do it in a scary story voice?
Yes. It's encouraged.
Okay. So my cousin, this is years ago, she had an apartment with her husband, and she always thought the apartment was haunted, but she wasn't 100% sure. But all of a sudden, like, little things that she was missing would show up. So it was not a scary ghost. It was like a helpful ghost. So, like, she was, I can't find, you know, a ring. All of a sudden, she would find that ring. It would show up, like, on the bureau. So one day she had a pair of earrings and they were broken and she had put the glue and she said, when I get back, I'll make sure I fix the earrings. They left, they got back, and those earrings were fixed. And nobody was in the house, her and her husband both gone. Nobody had access to the house. So she is convinced that the ghost fixed the earrings.
What?
Yes.
This is the ghost I want in my house. Was his name Casper? Like, the friendly ghost.
He was friendly.
Will this ghost do the laundry too?
That would be awesome.
I'm missing $1,000. If the ghost could hook me up and put it on my dresser, that'd be awesome. Samesies. Do you like wear those earrings afterwards?
Of course.
No!
Those are special.
Otherwise, the ghost is going to be offended. The ghost took all this time to fix your damn earrings, and you're not even going to wear them?
Your jeweler ghost.
Your jeweler ghost.
What if every time she wore those earrings and she looked in the mirror, they, like, sparkled because there was the soul of the ghost inside the earrings?
That'd be cool.
Okay. We got a pile of emails.
Yay!
So, again, we're not going to get to all of these. Unfortunately, they're so awesome, but we have, like, a grab bag style. All of these are fantastic. Who wants to go first?
I want to go first.
Okay. Balthine's going to pick a star.
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I'm going to clear in my speaking voice.
Okay.
This is from Michelle. When I was 20 years old and living in Virginia, my friend asked me to take a trip to visit her grandparents in Delaware, whom she hadn't seen in a while. Her grandparents lived at the end of a cul-de-sac in a big, semi-newly built home on a hill. They slept in a wing on the first floor of the house. That night, I was going to sleep, and my friend helped me bring my things into one of the four bedrooms where I would be sleeping. She'd planned to sleep in another room down the hall, but stated she would be downstairs in the computer for a while. I was exhausted from our six-hour trip and had no problem falling asleep. At 1 a.m, I awoke to the sound of a door creaking open. I looked through my tired vision and saw someone standing in the doorway. I figured it was my friend coming up to go to sleep and fell back asleep myself. Exactly 1 hour later, I woke up again to the same noise of the door creaking open. It became... I'm being scary.
You sound like the Grudge.
It became a nuisance at this point, which is when I got up and shut the door. I returned to my bed and fell asleep once more. About an hour after that, I woke up to the sound of a door creaking once again. I went to look again this time, but felt like I was being held down in the bed and couldn't speak even if I tried. I heard whispers and a faint growling. After trying to scream and get up, I finally sprung up from my bed. I mustered up the courage to climb out of bed and look around. I saw nothing. I checked the room, which my friend said she was sleeping, but she was not there. I flew down the stairs and ran to the living room, where she was sound asleep on the couch. I woke my friend up and asked if she had gone upstairs at all. She told me she hadn't. I told her about the person I saw in my doorway and being held down in my bed. She assured me she had been downstairs the entire night and then spoke the words, "I'm sorry. I didn't know this would happen to you. This is why I don't sleep upstairs."
Oh my God. Look at Kathleen's face.
No.
What a bitchy friend, by the way.
Yeah. What the hell?
She thought it was like a runs in the family ghost, like a family skeletons in closet kind of deal.
Michelle, strong work.
Danielle's rereading the email.
This bitch didn't tell her about this ahead of time.
I know. It's like handing your friend a poisonous apple and being like, sorry, didn't think the poison would affect you too.
So sorry you were murdered in your sleep last night.
Yeah.
Damn.
She lied to her, which is even worse. She's like, oh, I'll be up later.
Yeah.
Damn.
No.
Danielle, you want to go next?
Okay, let's see.
Pick.
Do I just pick?
Pick from the pile.
Okay, here we go. This is from Allie. It says, I was home alone one summer day, and my first mistake was watching The Haunting on TV. My second mistake was not closing the door to the basement all the way. While I was sitting there watching The Haunting, I heard the door creak open. Without thinking, I said my dog's name, and she popped up from laying down by my feet, so I tried to brush it off. A few minutes later, I heard the door creak all the way open. I knew that there were no windows open and that there's no way the AC is blowing hard enough for the door to move. As I'm watching TV, the bathroom door creaks open all the way, and I totally lose it. I go outside to take a walk because I'm just too freaked out in the house. I walked for 20 minutes and finally built up the courage to go back inside. I reached for the doorknob and it doesn't move. It's locked. I'm sure it was unlocked when I left. Something didn't want me coming back in that house. I was locked outside my house for an hour until my mom finally came home.
Oh my God. Danielle, you're fired. These stories are too creepy. And you're actually really good at scary storytelling. All right, Kathleen, go.
Okay.
Pick one.
This one is from Carissa.
Is this wrong? It's turning me on a little.
I know. And your zombie lover's t-shirt.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I was a child care teacher and would babysit on the weekend. A new family from the school I worked for asked me to babysit, so of course I said yes. The location was in the middle of nowhere. It also had zero reception. Houses out there were about a mile from each other. The minute I saw the house, I got a little creeped out because it looked incredibly old, and it actually was. The mom told me that, in fact, the house was over 100 years old, but they had done a lot of remodeling, which most ghost hunters can say may cause issues. The house creeped me out so much that once I even brought a friend with me. Of course, I didn't tell her that I thought it was haunted, but the minute she walked in, she felt scared. The kids would also say weird things all the time, constantly making it worse. The oldest boy hated to sleep and would say the witches from the basement are going to get him. One time he was scared because he saw someone running up the stairs to the attic. One day something so scary happened that I decided it was too scary to babysit there anymore. It was the afternoon and we were playing catch, and all of a sudden the older boy came close to me and said there was a man on the porch. The house had this huge porch, and as far as I could tell, there wasn't anyone on the porch, yet he kept insisting that someone was there. I was freaking out on the inside, hoping that he was just messing around with me, but when I asked him what the guy looked like, he gave me an incredibly detailed description, and he said the scary man's eyebrows looked as if he were angry. I finally said, okay, there's a man on the porch, and I'll call your mom and dad because no one should ever be on your property. That's when he said these words that I will never forget. He wasn't sure if the man was there because he looked like the wind. A perfect way for a little kid to describe the ghost is saying that they look like the wind.
I stopped going there, and literally 3 weeks later, I found out that the family was leaving the school, selling their house, and had already moved.
This is not okay.
All right, Sam, your turn.
No.
Y'all
protest. Actually, I don't even want to read a story. I just want to read this quick little note from Bonnie.
Okay.
She said, I sat down at my computer to listen to your podcast on ghost stories. Less than 2 minutes later, there was a power surge that only affected my computer and shut the whole thing down.
Coincidence? I think not.
I think not.
Wait, can we take a quick moment? This is so unprofesh.
I'm ready.
What are you doing?
Unprofesh.
So I was watching Ghost Hunters yesterday again. You know, my favorite show. And they were investigating the house of this poet who died. And so they started reading poetry, like reciting one of his poems. And it's so terrible. Picture three dude bros reciting poetry. I'm going to play from my phone. I'm going to play the audio.
Impromptu audio.
I taped this from my TV.
Certain fictions called good and evil that made me contract with pain and expand with pleasure, fussily adjusted like a little electroscope. That's gone. It is true. I never miss it. If the universe does, how easily replaced.
Bethany, unable to keep her laughter stifled in the background.
Oh, Ghost Adventures, you're my favorite.
Whatever you do, make sure you enunciate. That makes for good poetry.
Fussily adjusting like a little bitch.
The universe will replace it.
Is this what you people normally do?
Yeah.
This is basically it. Okay, I got a short one from Cecilia. She says, this story happened to my mom. We were in Mexico visiting family, and she got up early for some reason, which was weird because my mom never got up early. She was sitting on the patio, looking across the street, and saw a light on with some movement in the kitchen. Eventually, the young lady walked out of the house, locked the door, and started to walk down the road, probably on her way to work. As she walked away, she saw my mom and waved to her, and my mom waved back. A little while later, my mom's sister came out with coffee for them. My mom asked who the young lady was who was living across the street. My aunt said, no one lives there. My mom argued with her, telling her she had just seen a young woman in the house. My aunt paused and then told her, she died last month. She was hit by a bus on her way to work.
Oh my gosh!
That one gave me really those goosebumps. Oh my gosh.
Bethany's pantomiming with fear.
Yeah. Who sent that in?
That was from Cecilia.
Cecilia, you rock.
I don't like this one. What would anyone do? Like, we all brought our own scary stories. Well, the three of you had real ones. Like, yeah. What do you do when you think you actually just saw a ghost?
You say thank you and you get excited.
Yeah, if it's a nice ghost. If it's someone trying to kill you, you probably scream.
Yeah.
But if it's a nice ghost.
I feel like I'd never tell the story again because I'd be afraid to summon it.
Once I was driving very late at night and I hit the brake in the middle of the road because I was like, oh my God, there's these children playing in the road. And I thought I was crazy. I thought I had fallen asleep because I saw pilgrim children following a red ball.
Wait, do they have black eyes?
I didn't see that. I didn't see them that closely. And I thought that I had just drifted off to sleep and my mind was getting the better of me. But then a few weeks later on the same road, the same thing happened to me. And it only happened to me those two times, but it was sort of about the same time in the morning, like 1:15-ish in the morning. Yeah.
It was probably a residual haunting. If not, it may have been black-eyed children. If you don't know about black-eyed children, read up on that.
Wait, what are black-eyed children?
So it's this phenomenon where these children, usually in groups of two or three, dressed in either nondescript or old-timey clothes, no logos or anything, and sometimes the clothes, they're like not appropriate clothes for this time period. They will like show up at your door or at your window, and usually accompanied by like a stench, just a bad, like a smell of rot. And they'll knock on your door, and they'll usually only one speaks, the other one's silent, and they'll ask to be invited in.
No! They have black eyes.
And if you look, they have completely black eyes. Like, no whites, black eyes. And according to legend, no one who has ever let them in has ever been heard from again.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm glad I saw them from my car.
Wait, did they ask you to drive them someplace?
No, no.
Sometimes they do, though.
They were outside the car playing in the street with a red ball, a boy and a girl. Isn't that crazy?
Gosh. Okay. Now I'm afraid of pilgrims.
My parents have... their house is haunted because my mom used to hear, like, and it sounded like the china closet falling over and this loud crash. I swear to gosh, every single night. And she'd come downstairs and nothing, nothing, nothing. So when I slept over one night, I could not go down the stairs. I got up in the middle of the night and I was just like, Ma, something stopped me from going downstairs last night. And she's like, what do you mean? I go, I got to like the second step and then there was just something that was not allowing me to go downstairs. And she's like, oh, it's probably the ghost. And I'm like, oh, okay. She was probably the ghost.
Oh my God.
But this ghost has moved on. So she had asked people, you know, well, one, they said because you weren't scared of it, that was one thing. And also they said it whatever it needed to finish, it probably finished and it moved on. So that's what they told my mom, because all the noises have stopped. The noises went on for a long time.
Oh, okay.
And she lives in like an old colonial house.
Oh, move! Yeah. Get rid of the china cabinet!
Burn the house down,
burn the entire
as my friend
house
Dave
down.
Says.
Oh my God, no, this is... Okay, I'm sweating. I'm taking off my blazer because my pits are sweating.
Oh, the blazer's coming off.
Done.
All right.
All right, time for some more.
This is from Jamie. When I was 13, I went on a family trip to Israel. We were on a mountain in the ruins of an ancient temple. As I was listening to the rabbi talk, it felt like someone was standing behind me. Then I felt someone tap on my shoulder. Since nobody was behind me and the other kid next to me was 6 feet away, I figured it was my imagination. 9 years later, I was watching one of the paranormal investigation shows. They were where I had been 9 years earlier, standing in the exact spot I was standing. They heard footsteps walking outside the structure. They walked out of the structure and caught a figure on their camera. That's when I knew I wasn't just imagining things. Oh, how validating.
Ghosts are all over
I hope
the
it
world.
Was ghost adventures. And then they angrily recited poetry.
Jewish ghost in Israel. Instead of, ooh, do you hear, oi.
Oi.
I like it. All right, Danielle.
Who wants to go next?
All right, this is from Lonnie.
With that one song we have playing over and over.
She said, when I was six, my family lived in a very old two-story house, which used to be two apartments before we bought it and converted the upstairs. My bedroom was the old kitchen and was large enough that my parents put a television in it and used it as the kids' playroom. One night, my parents had gone out for the evening, leaving my older sisters to babysit. I was lying on the floor watching TV when I heard a loud thump from downstairs. I didn't think anything about it, assuming one of my sisters had gone to the kitchen. I looked to my left, and sister number one looked at me with a puzzled look on her face. I turned to my right, and my other sister just looked scared. We then realized that we were all upstairs alone, and no one else was in the house. The three of us huddled together and went downstairs. In the dining room, one of the chairs at the dining room table was lying on the floor. The chair had been pushed under the table when we had gone upstairs, but it wasn't there any longer. All the doors in the house were still locked.
Kathleen just looks sad.
I know, Kathleen's face through all these stories are like, what the hell?
I'm just imagining what I would do, and I would probably jump out the second story window of that house.
Oh, my God. I'd leave my sisters. Like, I'd bitch run. Like, every girl for herself at that point. There's just no way. All right, let's see. Let's keep the ball rolling before I throw up. All right, this one's from Caitlin. Okay, I like this one. Okay. My sister claims the story's true, but I really hope it's not. Apparently, one of her best friends moved away to North Carolina for college. One day, as she was going to the grocery store, she saw an old lady on the side of the road next to a broken-down car waving for help. Our friend stopped her, and the woman said her car had broken down and she needed a ride to the nearest store so she could call her family. Our friend agreed to drop her off to the nearest store, and they headed out. Just as she got into the car, the girl noticed the woman had a large purse with her. As she asked if the old woman needed to put her purse in the trunk, she realized the old woman was actually wearing a mask which was peeling up at the seam of her shirt to reveal a different skin tone than the mask. Frozen with fear, she couldn't bring herself to start the car. Suddenly, the old woman spoke with a deep male voice and said, just drive.
Oh, God! Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh.
That
when you get out your mace and you're like, bitch, no. I got some mace on me.
Wait, can I tell you guys what I have coming in the mail?
What?
Tiger Lady.
Oh, you love that thing.
Have
what
you
is
heard
that?
About this?
No.
It's like a thing you hold in your hand, in the palm of your hand, if you're like out jogging, and it fits your fingers. Your fingers rest on top of it. Like picture like a thin deck of cards you'd hold in your hand.
Okay.
And then if you press down with your fingers, claws come out.
No! Get out of town!
I think we all need one.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
I know. I'll report back when I get them, but that would be useful against that non-ghost dude.
I was jogging this weekend, and so there's one house that I've always passed, and they have all these rocks outside. So right before I go around, I pick up a rock and I carry it with me for the whole time that I'm jogging. And then right before I go home, I'll put the rock back. Because you never know if you need to smack someone in the head with a rock.
Yep.
Am I right?
It's very smart.
You never know.
I think it's smart. Mm-mm. I like it. Let's wrap it up, ladies.
Yeah.
Because,
okay.
Not because of time, but because I don't want to do this anymore. So, Kathleen, do you want to read one more story from the
pile? Sure. All right. This one comes from Alan. So this is lovely and short and begins in a basement, as loads of ghost stories do. I used to sleep over at my friend's place in the basement and in the living room. My friend's bedroom was roughly 10 feet in front of me, and I was on the sofa, and the bathroom was behind me, about 5 feet. Now, my friend Kay had said that this place was haunted, but I ignored that until this one terrifying night. I looked over in the dark room and saw a silhouette of her boyfriend Derek standing in the doorway. Derek was staring at me and wearing his cowboy hat. So I asked him, "Hey, where are you going?" There was no response, just a shine from his eyes looking right at me. So I called to him, "Derek? Derek!" Behind me from the bathroom, I heard a "What?" So I quickly spun around and slapped the base of the touch lamp. Lights on, and I turned around. There was no cowboy, and the door was now closed.
Oh my gosh.
Pilgrims and cowboys.
Figures in the doorway, man.
I don't like that.
That'll
never
get you
again.
Every time.
Bethany is straight up giddy. Danielle's in a homeostasis kind of plane.
Thank you, Danielle, so much for joining us. We love
you. Thank you for letting me be part of your fun. Thank you.
And if people want to follow you, Danielle, on social media, where can they find you?
It is at Radio Danielle Monaro on Instagram, but everywhere else, it's at Danielle Monaro.
I just want to give a quick shout out to some of our amazing Twitter followers who loved last week's scary episode so much. Natalie, who's at NattyGirl22, she said that listening to this on her drive home on a dark, deserted road was not a good idea.
Which I think it is wrong. It was a brilliant idea. Good
and
job.
Our listener, Paul, who's at Famous Paul, and he says, "Wow, thanks. I was hoping for a happy podcast," and then he took a picture of his arm that has just goosebumps all up and down his arm.
Awesome.
So sorry in advance, Paul.
All right. Thank you so much for listening again to this bonus episode.
Woo!
And we will talk to you again very soon.